when we took over at Rami, we were both players there in the past. Bern was 24, I was 25. And I just broke my leg at Clitheroe. So I was sort of in between. I couldn't play for a few more months. And there was an opportunity that obviously that came up at Rami. We went to see Harry, the chairman now, who you know too well, who we've known for a long, long time. And we said, look, you know, we'd be very interested in the position. He laughed at us. He said, what can you bring to the table? And we just said, look, you know, we're a good age in terms of our football. We can still play, albeit I've got an injury at the moment. But the players that we know, and we knew at the time, was at a very good standard. And we knew that they'd come in with us. You know, we made a lot of good friends. It was a case of trying to convince him that we were the right people, as opposed to him coming, cherry-picking us and saying, look, you two are the next Jose Mourinho's or whatever. You know, it was a case of us saying, look, give us the opportunity. If it doesn't work out, you know, we'll walk ourselves. And thankfully, they got beat last game of the season, the local derby at Bakewell 6-2, I think it was, when we were watching straight after the game. He said, the job's yours if you want it. Very surreal, very you know, sort of unexpected, even though we'd badgered him about it. But it was something we were looking to do. Whether it be, you know, that early in our careers, I can't remember. It was that long ago, but it was something we wanted to do, and we were thankful for the decision he made.
Given the way non-league football works and the fact there aren't loads of resources and loads of people around, is what might be perceived as a weakness, i.e. a lack of experience, can you turn that into a strength in that you're young and you're energetic and you've perhaps got more time to throw at it?
I think, number one, you talk about the time aspect of it, you know, generally, at that age, young single lads, you know, you've got all the time in the world. Me and Bern, we both had partners, both had young families. We needed to have understanding partners. They were great with it. They pushed us, and I think they thought we'd fail and they'd have us more weekends than they actually did. But I think that's a big part of it. I think you need the time. I think you need to understand that it's not a weekend job. You know, it's a full-time thing. But I also think when you're that young and at that level of football, very similar to what we did in the North West Counties, is that the budgets aren't there. There's not a lot of money to work with. And I think more experienced managers, it might sound an obvious thing to say, but you know, they want money to work with. They want to be able to convince players to come down because we can give you an extra few quid. I think when you're a bit younger, you have the appetite. You can't wait to get in, you know, into training session to work with young lads. You've got the chance to help develop. Even though as a player, you're still developing yourselves. I think that aspect, that side of things, you know, makes it easy being a younger manager. I think so now, looking back on it, you know, it doesn't always work. But I think the enthusiasm side of things, and as I said, the fact that you're still sort of in your pomp playing-wise, you know, you know a lot of players. And I think it can become a lot easier trying to convince players to drop to that level or play at that level for you.
And I suppose the reason why we're talking about this is Squiresgate appointing Danny Penswick, who's 25. Can it give a real sort of shot in the arm enthusiasm-wise, a real boost to the club just having that energy around the place?
Yeah, I think so. It worked for us. And as I said before, I don't, you know, it's not to say that it'll work every time, but I think, you know, Squiresgate, you know, one of them football clubs in an area with Fleetwood and Fylde and Lancaster and Bamber Bridge, big clubs just around the corner. I think, as I said before, when you've got a young manager, someone who's hungry, he clearly wanted the job. You know, whether they put it to him or he's put it to them, he clearly wanted the job. It shows the ambition he's got as a 25-year-old man to get on the footballing ladder, to get on the managerial ladder. And I think that was a part of it for us, was the fact that we don't know when that opportunity is going to come up again. So you need to grasp it with both hands, you know, have a plan in place of what you want to do, where you want to take it, you know. Not set unrealistic targets, but I genuinely believe the enthusiasm side of it, you know, the ambition that you've got, the burning ambition as a young man, I think it's a no-brainer for clubs at that level. I mean, you see it with Steve Cunningham at Colne now at the minute, you know, he's all the way probably in his early 30s, and me and Bern did it, Si Garner at Clitheroe. It seems to be a local trend at the minute. It seems to be working for them clubs, and I think you'll see more and more clubs going that way, you know, especially with the sort of cost-cutting of non-league football and things like that. It's hard enough to attract decent players, so to attract a big-name non-league manager, it's always going to be difficult.